think that because there is no careful consideration about Dhamma. For example, the word Dhamma is so clear. No one at all. Dhamma is Dhamma. Who can do that? Who can create Dhamma? Who can make it arise? Who can make it fall away? No one. That's why we learn to understand Dhamma as it is, as Dhamma. Not self, not me, nothing in it. Hardness is just hardness, nothing in it. Sound is sound, arises and falls away, nothing in it. It doesn't belong to anyone at all. Just arise by conditions. Without the firm foundation of intellectual understanding, there is no condition for right awareness to arise and be aware of anything right now. And when there is no awareness, how can Panya see it or understand it as it is? For example, visible objects, it's only Panya which can understand it as just like sound, as sound appears in a moment. So visible objects like that, because there is other reality followed immediately. When awareness is not aware of that which follows, how can there be the understanding of visible object as just like sound, just a flash?
But we don't really understand sound either.
But you know that it arises and it falls away.
But it's just
Because there is I after that all the time.
So this is why when we're talking about kalapas and you stress sankhara, and I wasn't quite sure at the time why you were mentioning sankhara in that context, but just to show how each rupa, each kalapa is conditioned and falling away all the time, one after the other.
As for sound, we always pay attention to the meaning after hearing. That's why we hear sound.
One thing that we learn from studying is that after the sense dao process has fallen away, the mind dao process experiences the same object unknowingly all the time. So who can distinguish the sense dao and the mind dao because they follow so fast, even in vipassana jnana? No change, everything is exactly the same. But Panya can't understand that.
It doesn't matter, but I think you've said in the beginning Panya develops in the mind door process rather than the sense door process.
But we cannot say that when it's vipassana jnana, Mahakusala citta can arise through sense door as well.
But in the beginning when Satipatthana is developing, it will be in the mind or process, I think.
So getting back to mental states versus, for example, visible object.
Doesn't set any room.
Do you have any further comments or questions?
Because it cannot be known. No need to talk about it.
Okay. Not an important point. I think it's not right, but one still can't say when the beginning Panya develops in the sense door, the mind or process. In the mind or process.
Mind or process can understand anything.
Do you mean that when citta knows about the things, about the story, if Panya understand that here citta of hearing has fallen away?
Panya knows the characteristic of a reality as Dhamma.
Outside the room, you mentioned about the observing something in your mind, itself trying to observe. It's not right. It's the wrong way.
Yeah, observing the defilements in the mind, trying to observe the defilements.
Because that is not the understanding at all. It's only wanting to experience something by observing, not through understanding. And it's not the self when it's right path. When awareness arises, it's there performing the function of being aware. And Panya knows the difference between moment with awareness and moment with awareness by conditions, not by one has the will to observe. For example now, what would you like to observe?
I'm not sure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I mean,
but when there's wrong understanding, there is the idea of I will observe this.
Yes. Could we say that if there's no appreciation of the danger of ignorance, then there's wanting either this or that? If there is appreciation of danger of ignorance, then there's no choosing what to observe.
Because Panya can understand that it has conditions for its arising. Who can do? Who can choose?
But I think the argument is, well, if dhammas are to be known, what's wrong with observing? For example, if...
Who is observing? Who is observing? That's the point. Mm-hmm. I, or what? Or understanding.
Attention is observing.
It doesn't matter at all what word you use. What are you observing now?
What am I observing now?
Mm-hmm. Let's observe this. How do you observe this?
I'm talking about the, say, visible object or sound or mental state.
Okay, how you observe visible object?
By focusing attention on it.
By focusing? What is the nature of focusing?
Concentration.
Is it panya?
No.
Mm-hmm.
But
thinking.
Is it a condition for panya to
thinking
arise?
Thinking that focusing is condition for panya, right or wrong?
Because it's the self again.
You see that when there is focusing on something, is there no desire to focus on it?
Well,
is there already wanting to focus? Unknown lopa.
What about if one does it because it's one's understanding of what the Buddha taught?
When there is understanding, can you select anything for sati, for any reality to arise?
For example, if there's anger?
Yes.
Can there be focusing on the anger?
What for?
So that anger is understood, seen.
As what?
As anger.
My
as
anger? It's your anger anyway.
The other day, talking about the four great efforts. Now, in order to know, for example, that anger has arisen, or in order to prevent anger arising, there has to be one mind that is angry, and then there has to be another mind that is capable of observing that. Not simultaneously, I mean, I accept that that's...
Although, immediately following it.
Yeah, although... to us it seems simultaneously. But before that I just got pictures of parents with children saying that's an apple and that's a cat, and it seems something like that all has to be unlearned again in order to just to see visible object. We don't need to know, we don't want to know it's a glass, because that's just hindering, isn't it?
Well, I think... No, I don't think it works like that, because if I think if you try and you can't, but get rid of the concept, you get run over by a bus.
Yeah, that, exactly.
So you don't get rid of the concept. The
life
concept
carries on as usual. You still teach your child that it's a cat or a dog or an elephant, and you still get angry. There's still going to be anger. There's still going to be difficulties. But sati can be aware any time. It can slip in and be aware of any reality. Even when you're angry, anger doesn't last, and anger has a characteristic. So at the moment of being angry, there can be awareness of anger. And at that split second or moment of being awareness of anger, it prevents the unarisen anger from arising, and the non-arisen wholesome state arises, because at the moment of awareness, there's no anger at that moment. Very simple, nothing that special that needs to be done. No special place we need to go to, no special activity at all. It all comes back to the understanding while going about our usual daily life, doing our chores, doing the jobs, traveling.
A minute ago, I think I heard Sukhin mention to you that Panya knows and understands directly. That's what we're usually talking about. And you're often thinking about a rational process. So it's a different kind of understanding.
Right, okay.
And suppose I was with Azita to a zoo and I pointed out an exotic animal which she's never seen. That's not wrong view necessarily. It's just a concept without any wrong understanding about it being anything more than a concept. So you can keep on naming things and even going after things, but not necessarily with wrong view.
But this sati that you use the word slip in, slips in. That's all it can do, it can just slip in.
Anytime, like now, or on the bus to Chennai.
But it can slip out.
Slip out, of course.
And no slipping in.
No slipping in.
This is the point, isn't it? Do we have the confidence that awareness will arise of its own
assistance? Do you like awareness so much? Do you like awareness so much? You'd like to have it?
Of course.
All day?
Of course.
As much as you can?
Yes.
Clinging.
Yeah.
People just want to have sati. Why? No understanding. What for? It seems there is something that one would like to have so much.
I agree clinging is the problem, but also there's our reading of what the Buddha taught. And when we read
no
the
self?
Sutras, it seems that he taught that we should develop understanding.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how it reads.
So, I experience Nibbana.
Right.
I experience Nibbana.
Impossible.
See? You begin with I, and the I goes on and on until experience Nibbana. And which one you prefer? Ignorance, sati, and panya?
Panya sounds most attractive of the three.
So keep on developing panya, not wish or want sati. Because at moment when there is panya, there is sati. But when there is sati, sometimes there is no panya, like dana and sila.